Mommy, Mommy, where are you, Mommy? My father's retirement pension from Metropolitan Life provided him with more than enough to live on in the modest, no-frills style that seemed to him natural and sufficient for someone who grew up in near poverty, worked slavishly for some 40 years to give his family a secure, if simple, home life, and lacked the slightest interest in conspicuous consumption, ostentation, or luxury. In addition to the pension he'd been receiving now for 23 years, he drew Social Security income, and the interest on his accumulated wealth, some $80,000 worth of savings accounts, CDs, and municipal bonds. Despite his solid financial situation, however, in advanced old age he had become annoyingly tight about spending anything on himself. Though he did not hesitate to give generous gifts to his 2 grandsons whenever they needed money, he was continually saving inconsequential sums that deprived him of things he himself liked or needed. Among the more distressing economies was his refusal to buy his own New York Times. He worshipped that paper, and loved to spend the morning reading it through, but now, instead of buying his own, he waited all day long to have a copy passed on to him by somebody in his building who had been feckless enough to fork over the 35 cents for it. He'd also given up buying the Star Ledger, a 15-cent daily that, along with the defunct Newark News, he had read ever since I was a child, and it was called the Newark Star Eagle. He also refused to retain, on a weekly basis, the cleaning woman who used to help my mother with the apartment and the laundry. The woman now came one day a month, and he cleaned the apartment himself the rest of the time. "What else do I have to do?" he asked. But as he was nearly blind in one eye, and had a cataract thickening in the other, and was no longer as agile as he liked to imagine, no matter how hard he worked, the job he did do was awful. The bathroom smelled, the carpets were dirty, and few of the appliances in the kitchen could have passed muster with a health inspector who hadn't been bribed. It was a comfortably furnished, rather ordinary 3-room apartment, decorated with neither flair nor bad taste. The living room carpet was a pleasant avocado green, and the furniture there mostly antique reproductions, and on the walls were 2 large reproductions, chosen for my parents nearly 40 years back by my brother, who had been to art school.